this night. And we have the blog line joining us in just a moment here. And those who are on the prayer line, join us. Oh, my God. I feel good. Been up all night long just praising the Lord with all these great speakers we've had on the line. Oh, my, my. We kicked it off last night with your chief ambassador. I started it off with 1,000 thank yous, leading people all over the world, over 90 million listeners all over the world. Some time ago, we started with 3 people, and God has brought us from a mighty long ways to 90 million. So we kicked it off with that thanking God 1,000 times, and through the auspices of the Holy Ghost and people joining us worldwide, we were able to give over 2 billion praises on last night. Amen. Coming from Africa, Asia, India, England, Russia, everywhere, the Jordan Strip, everywhere. And we thank God for that. And then we went into, after thanking God 1,000 times, we went into our speakers. Started off with Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, who spoke so, so well. Oh, my God. And she spoke on forgiveness. It was just great. It was awesome. God bless her. And then, in fact, all of these messages were awesome. God bless, so well prepared. Sister Geraldine Garnett spoke on faith. And then at 10:30, Sister Lily Mays spoke on Isaiah 58 on fasting. At 11 o'clock, Ambassador-elect Benita Friason, who did so well, 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 16, the saints who die in the Lord, talking about the rapture. And the Lord shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the trump of God and the archangel. Goes on from there. And then 11:30, Pastor James Williams, oh, my God, fed our souls, oh, my God, as all of these people. And he spoke there in the fullness of time, Habakkuk 2, in the fullness of time. I asked him if he would bring that message on our prayer line this is Thursday, isn't it? Amen. Ask him if he would bring it today. And also tomorrow, I need for you to hear this. This will help us all concerning the vision of your chief ambassador. And then at 12 midnight, Pastor James Williams again, amen, spoke at that time. And then we had Bishop James C., the ambassador, Bishop James C. Hagan, spoke on Isaiah 58 again. My God is getting us ready for that great day. Oh, my God. Amen. And then at 1 o'clock, we had Ambassador Julie Hagan. Oh, my God. She spoke so well last night. The Lord spoke to me about doing something in your behalf, Ambassador Julie Hagan. Oh, my God. He's got a blessing in store for you. What a wonderful message you brought last night. You got to bring that message again. They need to hear it. Amen. And then 1:30, Ambassador Pfeiffer spoke on Ephesians 6 and 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yeah, put on the whole armor of God. That was wonderful, wonderful. All these messages were wonderful. Amen. And then Aretha Scott at 2 o'clock in the morning from Chicago, Illinois, spoke on the Lord is my shepherd. And she also thanked the Lord so many times. It was beautiful, beautiful. And then 2:30, Charlotte Gray. Y'all know Charlotte Gray, one of our faithful prayer line members. She did like they did in the old church. She just got down on the floor laying prostrate before the Lord and began to thank him 1,000 times. Oh, my God, how effective. It took me back to the old church. Little boy, but I remember that. Oh, my God, beautiful. And then we have one of the stellar members of this prayer line who started out with us. Amen. Has brought so many people to this prayer line. Dr. Mary Lacey spoke on Psalms 121, encouraging everybody. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Then she also spoke on the healing virtue of the Lord, gave us her testimonies, many of them, about how God took her off of dialysis. Now, you've heard of people being healed, but that's unusual there. But she called me and asked me to pray for her, and we joined hands together in the spirit realm. And God did a miracle for her. Want to say also to you, Dr. Lacey, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because in 2015, miracles like you never seen is our motto in 2015. And then 3:30 in the morning, the sweetheart, Mother Willie Johnson, we saw her compassion, and her just tender heart as she prayed for us and asked the Lord to bless us. And she was so effective. Mother Willie Johnson, my God, my God, my God. And then, unusually, Sister Lucille took the leadership role last night at 4 o'clock in the morning. And she shared her testimony, and people prayed for her. Amen. It was a great, great time of prayer, of praying for Sister Lucille. And then Missionary Hendricks, oh, my God, from Georgia. The Lord used that woman last night. As she began to bless us, oh, my God, as she spoke, and God used that message so fantastically. Thank you so much, Missionary Hendricks, for your message. Amen. And then at 5 o'clock, Mother Wilson from Memphis, Tennessee, she brought a message, dynamite message, too. Everybody seemed like we're just on fire for the Lord. Mother Wilson, as she spoke over Psalms 15 and oh, my God, it was great again. Oh, my God. And then 5:30, we had, you might say, the home run hitter. Amen. Ambassador-elect Gail Stith, prophetess Gail Stith. And she spoke on casting out demons. Oh, my God, a stellar message again. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And she brought us up to this hour. Y'all heard a little bit of her close when you came on the prayer line. Here at 6 o'clock, we were just praising God all night long. You should have been here. You should have been here. Such a revival on this prayer line. Never before have I ever heard of anything like this. I've heard of people having conference calls and things like that, but an all night long shut in on the prayer line. Get the word out everywhere. They had an all night long shut in on the prayer line. And you talk about it if somebody got killed and was a saint of God. You talk about it, how they pulled out the gun and shot them. God did shot some demons last night. Can you get the word out everywhere? Tell them the Lord moved in an auspicious way. As they were on the line all night long, giving God thank yous and billions of praises went up to God. Get the word out for us. Tell them we're going to be on the prayer line again next Wednesday night with the all-night shut-in. Here's our trend. We're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of each week. Amen. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of each week. We are fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then the third day on Wednesday, we are doing all-night shut-ins. Next Wednesday night, join us beginning at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be asking all of you who haven't spoken, please be ready, because I want you to speak on next Wednesday night, and then we're going to have many of the people from our church to speak. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. We're ready. We're ready. Let's not change our format here. Let's sanctify the line and christen the line with praise this morning. You ought to be awake enough to give God praise. He kept you awake all night long. Woke some of y'all up early this morning. Did you know that the enemy, if he had created you, he'd have killed you 10 years ago. Might have wanted to put your name on the list last night, but here you are, able to give God praise. I'm going to say praise check. And if you know that God has been good to you, let me see whether your level of praise is, and go to praising God. Everybody, everywhere, Praise check. Let's give him praise this morning. Praise check.
Because we go through so many things, we don't want to wimp out. being a quitter or a coward or spineless or a backbone, no backbone there, lacking strength of character. Today we hear the words that are used as you just a geek or a sissy or a nerd. But we're using the word don't wimp out. We found out that in 2 Timothy 3:1, Paul teaches Timothy about the dangers of the last days. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And I'm sure we all can agree that these are perilous times. There's no doubt about it. The perilous times are here. So we know about the different shootings that are taking place, the different abuse as never before. And this we know all about because we hear it time and time again. We think about the fact that there's a war going on. And as a little kid brought up in the church, I remember a song we used to sing, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Got my war clothes on in the army of the Lord. So we realize that we have to be soldiers, finding out how to be strong soldiers and courageous soldiers, and not soldiers that's going to limp out, but it's going to stay in for the long haul. Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So we have to know that it is the enemy that comes in, and he does not take back. So we can take back. Isaiah 61:3, he'll give us beauty for our ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. We can also put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That means that we have a way out. God has given us his word, and all we have to do is hide his word in our heart, and we won't wimp out. Those are days that you can remember. Sometimes you watch television. Some of them would watch the old cowboy and Indian movies that would come on, and look like when all the cowboys were surrounded by the Indians, and there was no hope, and looked like they were just getting ready to take down. But then all of a sudden, down in the way back, you would hear a noise, a blowing taking place, a trumpet being blown. And we would look, and here comes cavalry. And cavalry would come and take over. We have a cavalry today. We know that cavalry has come. Jesus already shed the blood on Calvary. So we can't rip out. We got to hold on. But help is on the way. We have to realize that that's what Paul was telling Timothy. Endure hardness and suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. As Christ soldiers, don't let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life. But then you can't satisfy the one who has enlisted you in the army. Matthew 10:22 said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Paul began to tell the Galatians in Galatians 5:7, you did run well. He hindered you. And that you should not obey the truth. So it certainly isn't God, for he is the one that has called us to freedom. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. And which that lets us know that the only way wrong persons can be among us and infect us. And we need to make sure that we don't wimp out. God will judge that person, whoever it is, that comes to hinder us, who has been troubling. Another battle to the strong, but to him that endureth to the end. We have to endure through this journey. We must finish the race. Don't throw in the towel. I'm thinking about the song I used to sing many times that God would encourage me through, that I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Through our trials, tribulations, persecutions, I'm encouraged to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am. Job said, all of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Paul has said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I hear that there's many things that have given and described how POWs, prisoners of war, are trained to suffer. And they go through many things saying that they won't give in. So we have to hang in there and don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Some people check out by leaving the church. Some people check out by leaving their families. Some people check out by just leaving their lives, giving up. Some people become homeless. They don't want to be connected with nobody. But we realize that we cannot let stress take us out. Some people check out by committing suicide, just giving up. But we have to hang in there, saints. We can't wimp out. We have to continue. And this Ephesians 6 and 18 tells us to persevere, praying always with all prayer and supplication, in the spirit of watching thereunto with perseverance and supplication for all saints. So just hang in there. Pray at all times. The Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. We must have a dedicated prayer life in order to make it, in order that we won't give in order that we won't wimp out. So Peter said to God in 1 Peter 5 and 10, said to the disciples, after that we have suffered a while, he will make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. We have a promise that was given to us, that after we have suffered a while, God will intervene for us even along the journey, and surely when it comes to an end. So we cannot wimp out. In closing, I just wanted to share with you a poem that I ran across. It says, how can a woman not love the Lord? He is a gentleman. He is confident. He is a provider and a protector. He is rich and powerful. He owns everything. There is nothing he wouldn't do for me. He's perfect in all things concerning me. He anticipates my wants and my needs. Every day he tells me and he shows me how much he loves me. I don't have to perform in order to earn his love. He keeps all of his promises. No one can influence his opinion of me. He is the ultimate intimate partner. He can't disown me because I'm part of him. He prepares a table before me, Salah. He covers me and doesn't expose me. He wrote his loving words down so that I'll never forget how he feels about me. Now, that's love. That is love. Any man who wants to point and learn how to love a woman should study God. Wake up every day and thank God for being the best thing in my life. Each and every one of us is going through tough times right now, but God is getting ready to bless us in a way that only he can do it. So don't wimp out. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. Psalms 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, thank God for the but the Lord delivers out of them all. I just praise God this morning. I thank God for this vision that has been given to our Ambassador Johnson. That has been a great encouragement in my life. Helped me along this journey. Then in the morning when I can hear the word of God going forth and the prayers, it starts me on my way. The Lord knew what I was going to need at this time in my life, and I am so grateful that God has been good to me. May you continue to be blessed, each and every one of you, and remember me in your prayers. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Johnson, there in St. Angelo, Texas. I didn't know you had all of that in you. God bless you. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful message. God bless you so much. And we are continually praying for your husband there. Amen. You know, I feel that you ought to take that message one day. You may have done it already, but I think you ought to just go there and share that whole message with him. Amen. No, never can tell what God may do. But he did say to me, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Mm-hmm. Share that message with them. Share that message. And let's see what the Lord will do. God bless you. Pastor Williams, God bless you. I want you to take the rest of the time we have today. It's about 25. Take about 30 minutes. We'll go over a little bit today. And then on tomorrow, we'll just let you have that whole time. Amen. I want you to... that message you brought was such a phenomenal message, phenomenal. Even if you had to bring half of it today and come back and bring the other half tomorrow. Whatever you want to do, this is your time. The line is open to you. This is Pastor James P. Williams from that Georgia area down there. And this is the brother of Ambassador Hagen. We salute you, sir. Thank you. You ministered to me like I haven't been ministered to in a long time. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The line is open to you.
And God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. God bless your family, Lady Betty. God bless you all of you, Mother Adelie. God bless you, all of the Lord's children. I greet all of you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and I pray that the hand of the Lord will be in the small of your back and that the nurturing strength of God will propel you into the harvesting season of your destiny. I thank God for all of you. Amen. And God is doing a great thing. Amen. If you allow me for just a brief moment of the time that has been allotted me, and I don't plan to take up that much time today because we do want to, if it's okay with Dr. Johnson, set aside some time for prayer. Somebody might be going through something and they may want a little prayer after this. And I know that we've been on the line all the night long. Amen. But yet God is faithful. We want to trust God in that. Hallelujah. But I want to take just one moment away from what I'm going to say, and that to the saintly mother who have just opened us so profoundly. Amen. Hello?
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 Hello? Hello?
Somebody
can
hear me? The alarm off.
Dr. Johnson.
Dr.
Johnson.
Hello?
Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson.
You go ahead.
Hello?
Dr. Johnson.
Yes.
Press star five.
Muted.
All right, let me thank God for you. Thank you, Pastor Williams, and we're finding you right now. Amen. Give me a moment.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Thank
and
you.
And that the devil tried to use that in a way to try to block out what is being said, but when that happened, for the host to press star 5, and that would clear that out so that we can go forward. Amen. But I want to thank God, and I want to say to the one who gave that word, and I want everyone else on the line, and I know everyone is muted, that's fine. Everyone else is muted. Glory to God. But if you will, for just one moment, glory to God, because I believe that the miracle is in this woman's house even right now. Dr. Johnson says miracles that you've never seen in 2015, and I believe a miracle have come to this dear saintly mother's house even today. Glory to God. And I want all of you, if you would just shout right where you are, don't worry about not being heard. God hear you in the name of Jesus. And I just want you to just shout, loose your devil in the name of Jesus. Shout it. Loose your devil. Loose your devil. Loose that man. Loose that man right now. Loose your hand off that family in the name of Jesus, your foul spirit. You loose now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, get the glory out of this and let a miracle come out of day in Jesus' name. Let a miracle come forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Her word brought me to tears. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I was in touch with what she was saying, but also moved by, hallelujah, how the enemy is trying to infiltrate her home. Glory to God. And call, hallelujah, her husband to be of little use at this time when God have given him a word for such a time as this. But the devil is a liar in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for this time. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the miracle that is taking place right now. We thank you for this chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson. Glory to God and how the vision that you've given him, glory to God, is not going to be on a back burner. But, Father, you are bringing it to fruition in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me. Oh, my God. There's a comma there. Amen. The Lord answered me. Here is Habakkuk, and Rebecca is speaking now. Rebecca has some questions concerning a matter, and the question he had was directed to Jehovah, Jehovah God, and God was Rebecca was talking to the Lord concerning some things that he had seen, and Jehovah was speaking back to Rebecca, and then Rebecca came back and said something to God, and then it comes that here is what happened, and the Lord answered me. Oh, my God, how awesome that when you're talking to God, God takes the time to answer you. He answers you, and we thank God that the Lord answered your chief ambassador, Dr. Renard Johnson. The Lord, he was having a conversation with God. God's having a conversation with him. He asks God a thing, and God gives him a download, a spiritual download in his Noah. Glory to God. He just it really cannot be explained by way of going through some encyclopedia or some class in theology, and it cannot be explained in some writing or some ancient writing of the scriptures. Why? Because it has never been done before. But God downloads it in his spirit, just like the Lord God did to John when John was on the island called Patmos. And while he was there, glory to God, banished on that island, the Lord gave him a download. He said the angel of the Lord came unto John and gave